As a spectator, kind of in the finish area, when I see runners talking to each other after they've finished this race, it seems like they have experienced something together that you can't really understand it unless you were racing with those people, I suppose. I'm happy that I can be involved even as a spectator, sometimes as an announcer, and I'm looking forward to this year's Mount Marathon once again. I want to thank both of you for coming in, Steve Mayer and Matthias Sari, to talk about the Mount Marathon race.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
This is Outdoor Explorer co-host Amy Bouchatz. Coming up after the break, we'll continue talking about Mount Marathon with a special conversation between me and Adam Verrier about what it's like to be a race announcer, a role Adam fills each year. And we'll explore the allure of Mount Marathon with elite racer Denali Foldiger-Strabel.
You're listening to Outdoor Explorer on Alaska Public Media. Find the show anytime as a free podcast in the iTunes Store or connect with us online at alaskapublic.org.
Hi, it's Kai Rizdahl, the host of Marketplace, and you are listening to KSKA Anchorage, Alaska Public Media FM 91.1, connecting Alaskans, life informed.
To Leadership Circle visionaries Cammie and Scott Taylor, your support keeps Alaska Public Media going strong. Thank you for making a difference in our community.
Support for Alaska Public Media comes from donors like you and from Alaska Air Transit, flying Alaskan families, essential workforce, and cargo to communities statewide, specializing in on-demand charters. There's more at flyaat.com.
Welcome back to Outdoor Explorer. I'm your host, Amy Bouchatz, and we're talking about all things Mount Marathon today. I'm with Adam Verrier, who is a race announcer at Mount Marathon, but also a co-host of Outdoor Explorer, so you've heard him on this show before. Adam, thank you so much for joining me here today to talk about announcing at Mount Marathon and the experience of attending Mount Marathon.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
So how long have you been race announcing broadly? Because it's not the only announcing you do, but also at Mount Marathon.
Well, I started, I think my first announcing gig was in the mid-1990s when John Clark of the Diamond High Ski Team got me to announce a cross-country ski race. Mount Marathon, a little bit later than that, but maybe 20 years ago, I was announcing at the finish line. I did that for 5 or 6 years, and then I was away doing other adventures for a while, but just in the last few years, I've been back announcing at the base of the mountain.
So how does the base of the mountain compare to the finish line?
Well, you have a smaller speaker system to start with. I mean, that big booming speaker system on the finish line, it's got to reach all those people that are on Main Street, so it's a much bigger system. The base of the mountain is a little more intimate event. You don't need quite as many, you don't need so many watts of power to reach the people, but it's a different scene up there for sure.
Have you raced Mount Marathon yourself?
Yeah, I did. I raced it twice, and then I called it quits for good, and I have no intention of doing it again.
Okay, what happened? Why not?
Well, what happened was, at the time, I was in good shape, and I was winning running races, and I was winning ski races. I think I was on the national team or just off of it, and I thought, this is something, I think I can win Mount Marathon. You know, the first time I heard of Mount Marathon, it was when Jim Burkholder, soon after I moved here, Jim Burkholder, one of the guys who's been involved in skiing in this town for a long time, said, if you want to do something crazy in the summer, go down to Seward and sign yourself up for that Mount Marathon race. I was doing well in running and ski races. I thought, oh, I should be able to go down and do pretty well in this thing. So I signed up. I had been on the mountain, but I hadn't really hiked it. I haven't tried to hike it fast, but I had shuffled around on the mountain. I kind of knew what was going on up there. And I thought, I think that I got this thing under control. So we started out. I was in the front group there, and we went over the